This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. It might sound like a cruel April Fool's joke, but an 18-wheeler hauling precious toilet paper really did crash on a North Texas highway, bursting into flames early Wednesday morning. The driver somehow lost control of the truck. It had flipped onto its side. Thousands of rolls of TP spilled out and burned when the truck became engulfed in flames. The crash shut down the highway for several hours as crews removed the burned wreckage and destroyed cargo. Investigators are trying to get to the bottom of what happened. Luckily, the driver wasn't injured. You know, if it were any other time, but now this story would never even have been reported. And someone's probably out there crying over it. No, really, you know there's someone out there crying. As word out, 85% of us are now doing things to avoid getting sick, like staying home and washing our hands more. 15% still aren't. Roughly 1 in 7 say they're not taking any protective measures, including 6% who hadn't even heard about the virus before they took the survey, which was given between March 19th and March 31st. So some of those people probably took it a couple of weeks ago, but still, what rock are they living under? Turn to the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. While everyone's doing their best to stay home, eventually we all have to go to the grocery store. According to experts, the safest way to go shopping is to hit the stores when they aren't busy. Good luck. According to a recent report by Business Insider, the two best times to shop are early morning, right after senior hours, and late evening, about half an hour before stores close. The worst time? Mid-afternoon, between lunch and dinner. If you don't have a choice and need to go and the stores are busy, don't dilly-dally. Get what you need and get out. Stay safe. Get our mind off all this stuff for a moment with a couple random facts. Golf balls have an average of 336 dimples, but they can have anywhere from 300 to 500. Did you know, or do you care? Wendy's serves square burger patties as a symbol that the company doesn't cut corners. All right. The vegetables toddlers are most likely to eat are potatoes, specifically French fries. And it's been nearly 24 years since Bill Clinton ran for president a second time, which means no one younger than 41 ever voted for him. Last Thursday night, a number of Kalamazoo radio stations all played Journey's Don't Stop Believin' at 7 o'clock, inspired by a Facebook group called Kazoo Jam and Sing, who believe music is medicine. Hear, hear. Last Friday, I got a call to do the same thing for our four counties in the Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM listening area. And we did it. Hundreds of people, mainly area school kids, flung open their doors and windows, danced on porches and lawns. Social distancing, of course, at 7 o'clock last Friday night, blaring the station and the 70s classic Don't Stop Believin'. Raising spirits, offering some comfort through this crazy time. At the same time I was doing it, national host of Throwback Nation Radio that we carry here on Super Hits 103.7 happened to be listening. Sent me a quick email. Paul, how cool is that? I'd love to pick it up nationally on my show. Throwback Nation is a syndicated show that plays across the country. Why should we keep it to ourselves? So, of course, I said yes. And tonight we go nationwide. Tony Lorino will feature Journey's Classic, followed by Lean On Me by Club Nouveau, tonight, tomorrow night, and every Friday and Saturday night on the nationally syndicated Throwback Nation radio show, heard here on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM at 7 o'clock. We encourage you to visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/superhits1037cozyfm, and post your pictures and videos of you and yours joining us in the sing-along. And share the informational post as well so we can have as many involved as possible right here in Southwest Michigan. With all of us separated, this is one small way we can be close and band together through music. There's a lot of fear out there, and we can all use some hope right now. So don't stop believing. We'll get through this together. Tune in tonight at 7. Knucklehead news out of Australia, where a 35-year-old guy in Sydney was pulled over for doing 100 miles an hour in his Lamborghini in a 55 zone. His excuse? He told the cops he was rushing to the hospital to get tested. Cops gave him a fine for speeding. His license has been suspended. Apparently he was tested. No word whether the test came back positive. But I'll bet he was sick after seeing the fine on that ticket. Yikes. That's another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something I could buzz about next week, get it to me this weekend. Paul@WCSY.com. Just copy and paste a link, email it to me, or leave me a comment on our Facebook page. All of our Cozy podcasts are at WCSY.com, our website. You can become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. They're also available on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, all the great podcasting outlets. Even your Alexa smart speaker, just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. Stay informed with our COVID-19 updates at 20 past the hour and at WCSY.com. Stay informed, stay healthy, and make it a great day.